not as wide as this room is long for each one of those. I got about 10 or 12 good, what we call messes off of it. Enough to eat. And there were one of the, I had been to fellow Hal Garhart, on my lot there, and he got tied up in this coal business, and he let it grow up in grass. I tore it up and planted the peas, and everybody mowed the peas, if they didn't get them, wasn't my fault. I guess 35, 40 bushel peas was picked off of that, besides what I got. I picked those dry ones. Wheat and peas is bad for weevils. Weevils bad for peas, you know.
Yeah.
You have to treat them some way or another. And the way I treat them, I just put them in my deep freeze. I hull them, leave them there for just, say, about 2 or 3 days. I bag them up, put them in my deep freeze. Get ready to eat them and go take your cup, dip out what you want out of the sack. Get ready to plant them and take that and just go out and plant them and go on about your business.
Mm-hmm. What are different kinds of greens that you might eat?
Now, the favorite green is, well, it's got to where you, about all you can get to it is a tender green. Or white turnip green, white chocolate. Purple red top, that's a red top of the turnip.
These are all types of
bottom, like the little radish.
These are all turnip greens that you're
these
talking
turnip
about?
Uh-huh. Greens. These will grow turnips.
Mm-hmm.
I've got turnips that large up there in the garden now.
Mm-hmm.
And they go greens. You pick those greens off then, leave the turnip there to develop.
Mm-hmm.
Then I planted this year 2 kinds of mustard.
Mm.
One is a curly leaf, then the other was a straight leaf, and I guess there's some leaves up there that wide now, and some of them are a foot, right at a foot wide. And of course I think some of that tall stuff has been frostbit, but
I guess.
Last year I took my lawnmower and raised it up, went over the top of those greens and cut them off. And that blowed that stuff off of them, you know. Then they put out, and they went out there and picked the greens. And put them in deep freeze and eat them. Then I've always growed till I got to where you couldn't hardly get it. Kale and rape.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know what kale is. I don't know what rape is.
Rape, it looks kind of like collard.
Mm-hmm.
And it grows rank like turnip greens and things like that, and they eat them, but it's nothing like the other.
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep something growing green on my garden all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
But I hadn't done it this fall, but it's been too dry to plant it.
Yeah, what are things that grow in heads?
Now there's three or four of that.
Mm-hmm.
The smallest head that grows along with it, the stem is broccoli.
Oh.
And then you have I keep thinking of that white stuff. You know, that grows.
Cauliflower?
Cauliflower.
Yeah.
And
then the big leafy heads, though, those are what?
Then you have there's another head, the Chinese cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
They grow more straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had, I believe a 6-stalk of a collard-like thing that just did have a little head in that. I've got a half a head of cabbages gathered about a week ago. It weighed 21 pounds.
Mm. Boy.
And the old lady cut her off about a fourth out of that, maybe not so much. Made slaw out of it yesterday. Mm-hmm. We take that, grind it up, put it in little containers,
mm-hmm.
eat it. I did have some red cabbage, but the slaw, and that's not too good.
Mm-hmm.
different name of that. There was cabbage, and there is a difference in cabbage that's fixed for a certain season. There's one that you can plant early and you can make good heads, and there's some that you won't plant late.
Mm-hmm.
That's up to your knowledge of that you have to get to obtain when to set them out.
Okay. Talking about heads, if you say cabbage grows in heads, but would you ever say you have so many heads of children? Did you ever hear that?
Oh, yeah. We had so many heads of children, and the head of the family.
Yeah, I've heard head of the family. If you had a whole lot of children, what would you say? I've got a whole what of children?
I had a whole gang.
Would you ever say passel?
Well, I never did use the term, but I've heard it called that. See, I had 9 children.
And which is a whole lot as far as I know.
If that's not a passel, I don't know what it is.